Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Have you ever wanted to attend a party or a social event, but you weren't invited? Have you ever gone to a social gathering thinking you'd been invited, only to discover that your name was not on the list? Have you ever attended a party, only to be asked to leave? If you've never had the misfortune to experience any of these three circumstances, have you ever seen similar situations in the lives of friends, or maybe even in the movies or on TV? Needless to say, being told that you're not on the guest list would be rather embarrassing. A real blow to the ego. However, there's one guest list that you definitely don't want to be left off of.
Amen. Consider the words of Luke 13, verses 23 through 25. Luke 13, 23 through 25 in the Message Bible. A bystander said, "Master, will only be a few be saved?" He said, "Whether few or many is none of your business. Put your mind on your life with God. The way to live to God is vigorous and requires your total attention." A lot of you are going to assume that you'll sit down to God's salvation banquet just because you've been hanging around the neighborhood all your lives. Well, one day you're going to be banging on the door wanting to get in, but you'll find the door locked and the master saying, "Sorry, you're not on my guest list."
Now, you already know this, but we must say it anyhow. This is one guest list where the snub and consequences would be eternal. You definitely want to be on God's list for heaven. No matter what problem you're facing, the only answer is to put your mind on your life with God.
The verse goes on to say, "The way to life, to God, is vigorous and requires your total attention."
Now, this scripture doesn't say that the way to God is to spend 2 hours in church on Sunday morning and 1 hour on Wednesday night. The scripture doesn't say that the only time you read your Bible is when the rumor mill escalates about layoffs at your current place of employment. The scripture doesn't say that the only time you pray is when someone close to you gets really sick. The scripture doesn't say that you need to get in God's presence only when you have a desperate need. No, not at all. The scripture says that we're to give Him our total attention. What does that mean?
Consider the words of Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1 verse 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success." The words "you" and "your" are in the verse 6 times. If you study this verse, you come to understand that you will determine your success based on your observance of what your Heavenly Father considers important, the principles He put within the Bible. Let's look at the verse again as we personalize it. I encourage you to do the very same thing.
"This book of the law shall not depart out of Bev's mouth. Bev shall meditate on it day and night, that Bev may observe and do according to all that's written in it. For then Bev shall make her way prosperous, and then Bev shall deal wisely and have good success." Hallelujah.
Amen.
I like that, personalizing it for you.
That's it.
When we focus on His directions, when we meditate on His word continually, when we give Him our total attention, then we'll have good success. It's important to notice that this passage of scripture doesn't say that we'll have good success when You get a graduate, undergraduate, master's, or PhD degree in business or finance. It doesn't say if you get the right job at the right business and the right salary with all the benefits. It doesn't say that if you marry the person, drive the right car, live in the right neighborhood. It doesn't say that you have to completely master every success course offered by every television infomercial. No, the scripture says that you and I, that we will have good success when we meditate on the word day and night. When we give our total attention to putting God to work in our lives, then and only then will we truly experience the abundant life that God desires for us. Here's the bottom line. If we want to be successful, then God must be a permanent resident in our life. That's how his guest list works. Just hanging around with him, hanging around church, not going to cut it. What Luke 13:23 is saying, that even though you may have been hanging around church all your life, you may have talked the talk, that's not enough. God, he's got to be on the throne of your life. Going to church won't make you a Christian any more than going into McDonald's makes you a Big Mac. It's relationship. It's his word. It's a renewed mind. It's a righteous life. It's forgetting those things behind and pressing toward the mark, the prize, the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. Anytime the scripture mentions something more than in one place, we can know that God is very serious about us understanding that principle.
Consider the words of Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 and 23. Matthew 7, 22 and 23 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and driven out demons in your name and done many mighty works in your name? And then I will say to them openly, publicly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who acted wickedly, disregarding my commands. The scripture says that you can prophesy, do many miracles, and yet your name may not be on the guest list. That is something worth noting. The key, seeking God, giving him your total attention when it's convenient and when it's not, allowing him to direct your path, allowing him to give you encouragement when it's needed, allowing him to not only give you success, but freedom as well. In Romans 6, verse 12 in the Message Bible, the scripture says, that means you must not give sin a vote in the way you conduct your lives. Don't give it the time of day. Don't even run little errands that are connected with the old way of life. Throw yourself wholeheartedly and full time. Remember, you've been raised from the dead into God's way of doing things.
Hallelujah.
Sin can't tell you how to live. After all, you're not living under the old tyranny any longer. You're living in the freedom of God.
You and I, honey, we've been raised up just like everybody hearing our voice.
That's right.
We've been raised up into God's way of doing things. The only way we can know how somebody does something is to spend time with them, observe what they do, and focus on every word they say.
And one final verse that sums up what we've been sharing with you is found in Matthew 7, verse 13. Matthew 7, 13, the Message Bible. Don't look for shortcuts to God. The market is flooded with surefire, easy-going formulas for a successful life that can be practiced in your spare time. Don't fall for that stuff, even though crowds of people do. The way to life to God is vigorous and requires total attention.
Wow. The way to life to God is vigorous and requires your total attention. You know, there are thousands of books that have been written about success, fame, fortune, and a good life. But there's only one book and one author that you need to focus on, that you need to give your total attention to, and that's our great God, Jehovah. If you want to experience the freedom of God, live debt free, enjoy a prosperous and healthy life, then the only place for you to be is in His Word and His presence. He wants, deserves, and requires your total attention.
When you do what the Word says, hallelujah, then Psalm 32 verse 8 in the NLT will be manifested in your life. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Now that's what I call a great
hallelujah. Scripture. That should make you shout hallelujah, Shandai, and jump with joy. The Lord, that's a great verse to personalize. The Lord says, I will guide Vincent along the best pathway for his life. I will advise him and watch over him.
Amen.
The Lord says, I will guide Maya along the best pathway for her life. I'll advise her and watch over her. Personalize that verse for you. And just think, you don't have to wonder about which way to go. Scripture says that God, creator of heaven and earth, will guide you along the best pathway for your life. He'll guide you, advise you, and watch over you.
Hallelujah, and praise His most holy name.
One last thought. If you want to be in His guest list, you better give Him your total attention now. Just think about it. Is He first in the mornings? Or do you do something else? I remember when I wake up in the morning, I'm ready to eat. And I used to eat first. But now, I don't eat until I've been in my two chairs and praying with the Lord. You got to have your priority right. Once we get our priorities right, then everything falls into place. Everything.
And He will guide you, and He will bless you, and He loves you, and He'll show you how.
Probably in the next couple of days, first part of the week, you're going to get a letter from us. And in it, the Lord really directed me to He's wanting people to have their faith strengthened.
Yes.
Like the grain of mustard seed.
Yeah.
When you get this letter, find a quiet place and read every single word.
Mm-hmm.
It'll bless you. It'll bless you. Hallelujah. Well, if you've been blessed by this teaching, go to haroldherod.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And by the way, you can tell that we do these calls live. But sometimes, you know, well, anyhow, you can tell. Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.